This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at the encouragement Paul gave in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, hold on to the good. We saw that this means to hold on to the good God has already provided and worked into your life. In addition, it means that after evaluating any new input that's good, you should add it to what you already have and hold on to all of it. At the same time, if after testing what you might be exposed to, you discern something as being evil or out of harmony with the truth, then you should avoid every kind of evil. This means you should avoid every kind of evil teaching. New ideas are often tantalizing. Test them to see if they are consistent with what you already know is the truth in God's Word. If the ideas are not, then avoid them. You should also avoid every kind of evil behavior. Even though you feel like everyone is doing something, if it's evil, you should avoid doing it. If others criticize or taunt you for not joining the crowd, take your stand. Avoid doing evil. We live in a world where many Christians are undistinguishable from the world in their behavior. Shame on us. I used to be able to say to an unsaved couple in premarital counseling, you have a 10 times better chance of avoiding divorce if you are a believer. I can't say that anymore here in America. Believers now have as high a divorce rate as unbelievers. Shame on us. God's Word says, avoid every kind of evil. In the King James Version, it reads, avoid even the appearance of evil. Let me encourage you to evaluate your life in the light of this warning. Do a reality check.